Three candidates running for governor in Connecticut clashed over how best to fix the state's economy. In a spirited debate at the University of Connecticut's Jorgensen Auditorium in Storrs last night, WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Having unaffiliated candidate Oz Griebel, a former CEO of Metro Hartford Alliance, who used to be a Republican, join the two major party candidates, Democrat Ned Lamont and Republican Bob Stefanowski, on stage for the first time, made for some awkward exchanges. Democrat Lamont, who's run before but is making it to a gubernatorial general election for the first time, attempted to differentiate himself.
This is sort of a unique opportunity for me. I've only run against Democrats. This time I have a chance to run against not one, but two Republicans. You know, Oz is sort of a traditional Connecticut Republican, and Bob is more of a Trump Republican.
That prompted this protest from Griebel.
Ned is running against a Republican and an independent candidate for governor. Let me be really
sure there's one
Republican up here, not two.
Stefanowski took issue with that.
Ned's going to try to hide behind Oz all night. And just for one clarification, I have the endorsement of the Independent Party of Connecticut.
all 40.
As well as the Republican Party.
Griebel came right back.
Bob is the Independent Party endorsed candidate. 27,000 registered voters of the Independent Party, most of whom don't even know they're registered with the Independent Party. 63 showed up to vote. Bob beat me 40-14. So just I want to keep in context when we say we're an independent party candidate.
A stark difference between the three candidates is on highway tolls. Griebel says he wants an immediate return of tolls in order to pay for needed transportation infrastructure development. Lamont wants tolls only for trucks, and Stefanowski says he's against reinstating tolls. Two other petitioning candidates on the ballot for governor in November, Mark Stewart Greenstein of Amigo Constitution Party and Libertarian Rob Hanscombe, were not invited to take part in the debate. Neither one registered in last month's Quinnipiac University poll. Griebel had 4% support in that poll. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.